said the angel, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." These were not tidings of joy to everyone. They were not tidings of joy to King Herod. They were not tidings of joy to the religious leaders of the day, although they had a reprieve, although they didn't know it, for 30 years or so. They weren't even tidings of joy to most of the wealthy or the powerful of the day, to all who were part of the system of the day. They weren't really tidings of joy.
They were, however, good tidings of great joy for everyone, but just not all of them were ready to see it. The ones, there was a verse in Isaiah 9:2, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." And that was Jesus. That's not all the verse, but it talks about the people in darkness, the people that knew it, and the people that were looking for light. Those that loved the light were the ones to whom the tidings were tidings of joy, and who were not attached and involved, or at least didn't want to be involved in the dark side, as it were. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And the message of Jesus, they have the theme for this evening is sing joy. And so I had to think about the tidings, the news of great joy. And that good news is that there's something about that joy that is very unique, and something about the peace that he also offers, being the Prince of Peace, and that was announced by the angel as well. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It wasn't about world peace. It wasn't about reforming the system. It was about a different kind of peace, a peace that is actually much more real than a peace that is imposed from the outside. Because the good news is that we can have the Prince of Peace. The message of Christ Jesus is that we can have the Prince of Peace living in our hearts. You can have the joy of the Lord deep within you. So when we talk about peace on earth, it's not suddenly that all the nations are going to quit fighting. They will continue. It's not suddenly that hostility between Israel and the Arab countries, ISIS, that suddenly that will cease. It's not even that the Democrats and the Republicans will get along. I don't look for that to happen even real quickly. But the peace that Christ brings, the joy that Christ brings is deeper than that. Jesus came to light a fire in your heart, in my heart. And that peace and that fire within that he gives is something that cannot be put out. And he promised that. If his fire is burning in your heart, if he has lit his fire in your heart, that will not go out. That cannot be put out by wars on this earth. That cannot be put out. That joy cannot be made to go away with bad circumstances. And you faced bad circumstances before, and I've faced bad circumstances before. But the joy that Christ gives, even though the flame may flicker at times, and even though we might forget who we are, that cannot be put out. We can put it out, but it cannot be put out by our circumstances. And that's the message that I would like to leave with you tonight as I was thinking about the joy of Christ, the Prince of Peace, the peace of Christ. Even though there's darkness without, there can be light within. Even though evil is raging and is overcoming in many ways in our earth, on our earth, there can be light within. There can, because the Prince of Peace is there can be peace within. There can be an incredibly deep joy because it doesn't come from yourself, it doesn't come from your circumstances, it comes from the light of God. It never has been about world peace when Christ came. It never has been that suddenly the earth is going to get better and better and we will reach peace on earth because everybody is better informed. It was about, and it still is, about a fire that cannot be put out. A fire. And part of that I'd like to also pass along is that that fire is to be passed along. Fire is contagious. It's to be passed along to those that love the light. And let's do that. Let the light of Jesus shine. Let the joy of Christ shine out in our hearts. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we just thank you for the message of Christ Jesus. Jesus who came as a baby. Father, he came to give life. He came to bring peace. He came to bring love to this earth. And Father, I pray that we would be faithful in going forth with the torch, with the light, with the gospel, and letting our light shine, and letting your light, the light of the gospel, light of Jesus, shine through our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.